Welcome to the show. It's called the family meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in.
You're choking.
But don't blame us for taking them away. So let the show begin.
Oh, I just licked the fucking
time for the family meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
It's on my tongue.
Welcome to the family meeting. This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
I'm John Curtis.
You got me all flustered. I forgot what the hell we're doing here.
If I get you flustered, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, I guess so.
Jason, no. We're family. I keep telling you this. It's never going to be this way.
It's only legal in some southern states.
We're only going to be the way we are. No, nothing further.
I've had a nickel for every time I've heard that. We've got Krista's news coming up.
From family?
From family, yes.
God, he hits on everybody.
I went to a lot of family gatherings as a child trying to pick up women. It's Collective Love Unlimited with Lucid Dreams right here on the family meeting.
Reality or dream, whatever stage in. If you don't gamble, well, you just can't win. So I put it all on black, let the roulette wheel spin. Watch as a little ball start to bounce. What I figured out in life, what counts? Staying out just to have a good time. Can't rain on my parade or fuck with my particular brand of sunshine. I stay so high on these soul vibes. You and I are just two parts of one mind. An intertwined, tangled mess. And I believe what you put in is what you'll get. You can see it in my step, observe it in my gait. Don't walk in like I'm running the place, cause I ain't. Does it look like I got a liquor license from the state? Now I'm getting entertained.
You're chasing down, reach you back around. You see it in your head. It's manifest destiny.
Dreams and reality, both of them seem pretty damn lucid to me. Maybe I'm just a fiend for doing my own thing, but your reality never seemed all that appealing. 40 hours a week, deadlines and meetings. I make the most of my life searching for its meaning. I found reality can be quite misleading. The kind is deep-seated and easy to believe in. Plenty of positive reinforcement for the warm corporate life support system. Living bare minimum and think you're sitting pretty. Well, you are pretty close to the edge. Just sitting there waiting for a push. The question is, from who, how far, and in which direction?
Right back through, the vision's calling you.
Now, I've often heard it said, if you ain't dreaming, well, you must be dead. Or perhaps you just can't seem to get it through your head. What your dreams in reality really represent is one great big, for instance. Every last dollar that you've ever spent was dreamed into existence by the banking establishment with nothing tangible to back it. I know it seems completely absurd, but the Fed ain't federal and there is no reserve. Goes against common sense, everything you ever taught or learned, so you should stop and observe things aren't at all what they seem on the surface. Why don't you contemplate these people's purpose? Watch them get nervous when you stop buying their lip service and tell them civil servants supposed to serve us.
Right back through, the dish is calling you.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was The Collective Love Unlimited with Lucid Dreaming. Between you two, I don't know how the hell I ever start a segment off correctly, because John's over there looking at the goddamn microphone, and and Krista's playing some game, and she, I look over there and she's shaking it like it's a goddamn Etch-a-Sketch, and I hear shit hitting plastic.
I can't figure out how it works.
You make it sound like I'm a retard on a short bus over here just licking shit like my little dog Willie just licks everything. I licked the microphone because I was trying to make a choking, like Krista made us. I was trying to ask Krista if she could do this. Like, I'm not a beatboxer, but it's like, and Chris was like, "No, I can't do that." She goes, "Ah!" And I was like, "That sounds nothing like what I asked. Like, it wasn't even close." And so I tried to reenact it, and I fucking licked all over the microphone, and I had hair or whatever all over my.
Now you're gonna be coughing up a fur ball just like Krista.
Yes.
I don't have fur balls.
All right, so we were talking about this during the song. And I wanted to ask you guys, what is the stupidest reason you've ever been fired for? Because I found an article that says that you can possibly get fired for cussing in the office.
I can believe that.
See, and
that sounds pretty reasonable.
Maybe I've just worked in really lax places my entire life.
Didn't you usually work at like Pizza Huts and like a record store?
I worked at a record store, but I worked at a radio station for like 3 or 4 years.
By yourself. You can cuss all you want. There was nobody else there.
Actually,
it was
I was the operations manager there also, so I did a lot of the programming stuff, and I would sit there and talk to the owner, and when she hired me, she actually told me that sexual harassment is permitted. It's actually encouraged in that office. So I've always worked in places like that where people just really don't care.
Most people don't have that happen where sexual harassment is encouraged.
Jason, I think that you
can
get fired.
We encourage you to rub asses everywhere you go around here.
Listen, I think you can get fired for swearing. And this is coming from me.
Yeah,
this is
exactly,
someone
right?
who has worked at used car lots my entire life. Like, I have told customers to fuck off and go suck a dick. And I turn around, my manager goes, "What happened?" I told them to go fuck off. They were blah, blah, blah. And then my manager go, "Okay." Well, and that's that. So, but I still think that there's 90% of the jobs out there. If you start cussing, you can get fired for it.
Okay, I worked with a guy. Okay, and he went out and partied hard one night, and he came to work the next day smelling like alcohol. So this girl walked by him and was like, "You stink," you know, referring to like a liquor smell. And he said, "Oh, that's all the pussy on my breath from last night." So she comes up to me, and all she says is, "Where's the policy manual?"
That is not in the policy manual.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what section you're going to look under, but that is not in the policy manual.
He said he was eating pussy. I know it's in here somewhere.
See, Section 7C.
At the radio station I worked at.
Yeah, that's not what happens at most jobs.
So this article says that it's a study by Career Builder, and they're saying that 81% of employers believe that cursing is grounds for being fired.
Oh.
And like I said, maybe I just worked in lax places, because I read this article to my boss, and he said that article is bullshit. Those were his exact words.
You work in somewhere where every time someone finds out someone died, someone stands up in your office and goes, hey, this old bitch died, and then you all just hit up Twitter, so you'd be the first one to say it.
Solid point.
That's
I work. Well,
you sell tools.
Yeah, I work in an industrial tool business.
I sell. If you sell tools to mechanics. Mechanics are calling up, hey, where's that fucking wrench I ordered?
Exactly. I was thinking about that when I was reading this article. I'm like, okay, maybe the fact that I work in, it's kind of a good old boys industry. And like you're saying, I deal with a lot of mechanics, a lot of shop guys, and yeah, they're not exactly.
And John, your experiences don't really count because you used to work with a guy who had a tie that looked like a dick and he wore it to work.
Most of my managers were high on cocaine the whole time they were working anyways.
I can honestly say I've never woke up, looked at a tie that looked like a dick and said, I'm wearing this to work.
I got fired for buying a car.
What?
Yeah, I worked at a Volvo dealership, some Volvo dealership in the region. Don't know where it is. And and I was the Volvo, I was a manager there, and I transferred to another Volvo store. So I still had all my manager passwords and stuff to get into the Volvo lease fleet, and I went to the general manager. I said, hey, I want to buy a car for my mom, or she wants to buy a car, hence I'm gonna buy it because I'm gonna get a good deal on it. And he was like, you can sell it to her for MSRP. And I was like, no,
that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, no, I mean, I could buy this car for like $13,000 under MSRP. I'm not gonna sell it to her for.
And he goes, not gonna make a 13 pounder on your mom.
Yeah, and he go I'd do it. And I go, yeah, but I like my mom. That's the difference here. And so
I'm not a dick and my mom's not a bitch.
So he said no. And so I called up a rival Volvo dealer and I said, hey, do you really want to get under this guy's skin? I want to buy a car from you. I'll let you make $1,000 on me and I will park this in his dealership with your plates on it. And so he rolled out the fucking red carpet, and seriously, the red carpet. Like when we pulled up to pick the car up, there was a red carpet on the ground that we walked into the office. And like
let me retract my earlier statement. You are a dick.
I could have got a blowjob. That'd be the only other. That'd be the only thing that would have made this like more. Would have made it better. It was first class service, you know, like because he was just trying to like really stick it to my boss. And so I parked it in front of the dealership, and my boss walked out and said, whose car is this? Or where did this car come from? And I said, I just bought that car. They treated me really well, and they gave me a really great deal. I was happy with the service they provided. And
I'll be cleaning up my desk.
And
you had to know you were going to get canned.
And the next morning, I show up, and one of the managers comes over, and he's like, can you come with me? We need to have a talk. And I was like, no, we don't. It's okay. I know. He's like, no, we have to do this. It's procedural. And I said, look. Just pretend it.
Happened. It happened. I'm moving on.
Yeah. So I got fired for buying a car.
Wow.
But I saved like $11,000. So fire me. That's more than most people get when they like.
That's a pretty good severance package.
Yeah. That's a good.
How about you, Christy? You ever been fired?
There's only one job that I got fired from, and they did it real nice. The lady didn't like me, so when like the lady I was dealing with went to have surgery, this other lady called like. We're going to terminate your contract. I didn't have a contract, but whatever.
You got fired nice. I got fired for quitting a job.
That's the kind of place that you could get fired for swearing at.
Yeah.
Kind of place that's going to call you and say, we're going to terminate your contract.
Yeah, somebody that's going to be really nice to you when they fire you. Yeah, they're going to fire you for swearing. I actually got fired for quitting a job. I quit, and my boss told me, if you don't show up tomorrow, you're fired.
Oh, that happens all the time.
That's because they want to get the last word.
There was this really uppity guy that was pretty high in the business, the car business that I was at, and he put in his 2 weeks notice. Like you all put in your 2 weeks notice out there listening. And
not
you,
at a car dealership.
And you guys know about 2 weeks notices in the car business. 2 weeks notices don't happen. But this guy was like, yeah, like he's like, I just put my 2 weeks notice in, but I'll see you guys for the next 2 weeks. So don't worry about saying goodbye. I don't want any party. Blah blah blah. And I don't know. This little white Toyota Tundra pulled in, and that was the owner. And then 5 minutes later, the little Toyota Tundra pulled out. And later, that little Lexus pulled out, and it was fucking gone. Like you don't have like he thought he was above the 2 weeks notice in the car business. That just doesn't happen.
That's basically sales. Any sales job.
It's too much of a risk.
Yeah, because they could go out and screw you.
Yeah,
your
2 weeks. You could do
a lot of damage in 2 weeks.
You could give away $1 million in 2 weeks in the car business.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of sales businesses like where I work. for the most part, if a sales guy gives us 2 weeks notice, he's not going back out in the field.
In the car business, if you just want to quit a job, you just don't show up. And hopefully nobody notices, and hopefully you get a draw in a week.
Well, and what was that? Our buddy who sold cars for a long time, his saying was, if you see an unemployed car salesman, that's a motherfucker that doesn't want to work. Because if you get fired from one job, you can walk across the street and get a job at the car lot across the street.
And you will start that day.
Exactly.
If you're wearing a shirt and tie, you get fired. You walk across the street, go, hey, I'm looking for a job. Can you sell cars? Oh, yeah, I can sell cars. Okay, well, you start today. Go ahead and work. You get off at 6.
What time's lunch? If you run across a car salesman that's not working, he just doesn't want to work.
There was a whole bunch of times where they would hire somebody and we'd be like, we fucking hate this guy. Like, everybody knows who this guy is.
We worked with him at the last three lots.
Yeah, you know, like, we all know each other. Like, if in certain, you know, everybody in Auburn knows everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody in Kirkland knows everybody. Everybody in their little, because all car dealerships are together.
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
There's a row, you know, so you know everybody.
And there's usually a bar somewhere real close, and all those guys end up running into each other at that bar.
There was a bar so close to our old dealership that we could hear the microphone when the, like, pages would happen. They'd be like, John Curtis, you have a call on line two? John Curtis, line two. And you could hear that from the bar. It was amazing. So you just...
That's nice.
You just go to the bar.
Exactly.
John Curtis, line two. You even had time to make it there before the second page came out. Hey, hold my tab. I'll be right back. I just got to... And then you leave.
Well, because the dealership I worked at was huge. So yeah, if they paid you once, they give you a while to get there. So
they will pay you like $5,000 for doing nothing. You just gotta.
Yeah.
But there's only like 7 dealerships, and then you gotta move cities.
Yeah.
You've done that before. You moved to different states, John.
That was not because I was not good at my job. I transferred and inside the same.
Which I had never.
I know,
heard
but
of.
You made people think that I just ran. That I outlived my service at one city and had to move.
All right, we're gonna get back into the music. We've got Daniel Wesley coming. Oh, you got one more thing?
And yes, car salesmen, they do have bottles of liquor in their desk.
Most of the time, yes.
Every one of them.
And cocaine in their nose. Coming up, we got
snap. You're putting everything out on the table.
don't ever accept a $20 bill from a car salesman. Coming up, we got Daniel Wesley. It's What's Your Name?
I don't know. A car says I'm with a $20 bill.
Leave all credit, son.
I know I'm coming back there to see.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Daniel Wesley with What's Your Name?
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
We're going to do something a little special with the news today. We are going to only talk about Florida.
I was watching The Soup, and I saw something. There was a guy from Florida, and he said the funniest goddamn thing I'd ever heard from somebody. He was acting just apeshit. And he said, "I'm from Florida, motherfucker. That's what we do."
Well, they do have the most interesting news stories.
That cracked me up when I saw that, because all I could think of is how we just blast on Florida all the time, and it's like, all right, they know. They understand.
Just so everyone out there knows, on MSN Weird News or whatever, they named Florida the strangest state in the country for 2012.
They beat out a lot of crazy some bitches,
too. MSN is going to go and publish that you're the craziest state, you do some weird shit. So don't get mad if we pick on you.
For the 58th year running, Florida is the strangest state in the union.
Have they only been a state for 58 years?
That was when they started keeping track.
So this is four different cities in Florida that we're going to go to. First one, we're going to be Stock Island, which I have no idea where that is. It's just in Florida somewhere.
I'm guessing it's an island.
That could be anywhere because, you know, they got water all over the state, inside the state and everything.
Yeah, but they're like, they call them lakes, but they're like a foot and a half deep. You know, it's just alligator sanctuary. they call it lakes. But it's just fucking nasty marsh, the whole state.
Maybe that's why they're so crazy. They want a real lake. But in Stock Island, a man was arrested for punching a woman in the face.
Punch that bitch in the face.
Just a random woman in a car.
Random.
Pop.
Yeah. He stripped naked in the street, and then he was threatening to kill the police. So, obviously, the police got called because this guy's acting a little off.
Is he a car salesman?
It doesn't say what he does for a living. And when the police arrived, they found two men in clothes trying to force a naked man into the trunk of their car. So, all the three men were held there by police with tasers. They had to hold them with tasers until backup showed up. So the two men in clothes turned out to be the naked guys.
Was that
guys.
A professional or what? I don't know.
Slightly. Yeah, you could have at least turned off your mic. I could hear every word.
The two guys in clothes turned out to be the naked guy's brothers. So the naked guy, they take him to jail, obviously, for assault. He's put in a restraint chair after he's threatening officers. They're dragging him through the police station. He kicked another cop in the knee. And the story does specify that this is this man's fifth time in that specific jail, and he did get to spend New Year's Eve there.
Did he get like a nice meal for New Year's feast?
I can guarantee the last thing he asked was, "Can I watch the ball drop?"
It doesn't say how many times he went to other jails, but in that jail, five times.
Don't they have a three strikes you're out?
It's for felonies.
Oh, that's true. I have to say, John, I've been doing radio off and on for about 17 years. I have never heard a motherfucker answer their phone on the radio.
Well, I feel like rousing.
And pull one of these. I'll call you back later and record my show.
I'm like, I feel like a real asshole because I'm like, fuck, it's not my segment. Fuck, I just... it's Krista's news. Fuck it.
I was trying to figure out what the hell you were doing because you push your mic away from your face. I'm like, that is fucking ghetto. That's just mean.
Well, that's what happens.
I'm talking during your segment.
That's what happens. You have a fifth of Crown Royal in you. Sorry. I'm back, though. Hey, I'm back.
Okay.
Yay.
You missed the story about the naked guy being wrestled by two clothed guys.
They were all brothers. Goes back to what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, they give you a little stiffy.
It did.
A little half stiff.
Then they were held at taser point. John, you missed that part, too. Anyway.
Which you're probably the only one in here that's actually been hit with a taser.
Electric erectile, huh?
Said you're probably the only one in the room that's been hit with a taser.
I have been hit with a taser, but it was by it was
friendly fire.
It was consensual. It was consensual tasing.
In Islamorada, Florida, wherever the hell that is, a woman has been arrested after she stalked her ex-boyfriend and then tried to set fire to his mattress as he and another woman slept in the bed. The ex-boyfriend told her, "Just go home and stay away from my place." So naturally, she went and broke into his apartment. She said it made her crazy. That's quotes. That's made her crazy to see him in bed with another woman. So she set the bed on fire. And then she stood back and like taunted them as there's like smoke rising from the mattress around them. So they woke up, obviously, threw the mattress out the window, put the flames out. And when she was being arrested, it was discovered that she had a warrant from a previous incident.
You could almost guarantee that she had been arrested for something else at one point, because nobody starts with arson and attempted murder. That's usually not the jumping off point. Usually there's a robbery in there somewhere.
You mean there's a gateway crime?
I'm sure they were
a break. Exactly. Arson and burning somebody alive, not a gateway crime.
You mean 13-year-olds just don't just start smoking crack? They there's
usually, yeah.
There's
usually
a way to get there.
She doesn't look as crazy as you would expect blueprint. Her to.
No,
she's
no,
she like
really
an elementary school teacher or something.
What the hell school did you go to?
I'd hit it. What's that?
And your bed would be the next one set on fire.
Did you guys hear about the chick in Tacoma a couple weeks ago?
You're going to have to be more specific than that.
She was pissed off at her husband because she thought he was cheating, and she lit their bedroom on fire, but she locked their four kids in the closet before she did it.
That was to keep them safe.
I did hear about that.
And
she put like a wet towel up. It was to keep them safe.
And her 13-year-old had her cell phone in the closet, which I told this story to one of my coworkers, and this the way that her mind worked kind of scared me, because her first thought was, if you're going to lock your kids in the closet, don't give them a phone. I'm like, that's the part of the story you find wrong that she
the
locked
part that I felt was wrong was that girl didn't call the police that her mom set in the house on fire. She called her uncle, and then her uncle's like, something's not going right. I better call the police.
And he was like in New Mexico or Arizona or something. Yeah, why 911? Just, my mom's burning the house down and locked me in the closet. All right.
Anyway, back to Florida.
Yeah, enough of the crazy people in Washington.
That's old news. That was a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Well, we do have one thing about a crazy person in Washington. Our family friend.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Yeah.
There's a
but
good,
keep listening. There's a good story coming up
about one of our family friends maybe doing some crazy shit like that.
Not like that. She wasn't burning nobody.
You can see that coming, though. It's on her blueprint. It's on the blueprint of the gateway.
That's the gateway. Yeah. Crime.
In Jacksonville, a woman was arrested for stealing $120 worth of crab meat from Walmart. She had a purse filled with it, and she said she had no idea it was in there. What the hell did she have in her purse that she couldn't tell there was $120 worth of crab meat in it?
Well, usually
who the hell
usually
crab meat from Walmart.
Usually, when a girl has her purse full of crabs, it's usually usually
it's
a
not
different,
the one they're
usually
slung
a different
over their
purse.
Shoulder. Yeah, it's usually not the one slung over their shoulder.
She was arrested for petty theft, and then they found out she was also driving to Walmart on a suspended license.
Petty theft? The bitch stole crab. That's not petty. She was
$120 worth of crab. Who buys crab at Walmart?
I was waiting for one of you to pick up on that.
I can't believe
stealing.
It's real crab. I figured it'd be imitation crab.
If you're not even going to pay for it, you might as well go somewhere where they're probably going to have something a little fresher than the Walmart.
We used to have this
damn Dine and Dash or something. Get some good crab.
So fuck Walmart. We used to have these ghetto barbecues all the time in the ghetto, and there was this crackhead that lived like three streets down, and we used to be able to pick this guy up and drop him off in the front of Safeway. Drive around the back of Safeway and just wait. And this guy would go to the garbage bag aisle, take out a big black garbage bag that they were selling, and then he'd go fill it up with meats and scrimps and all kinds of food. And he'd come out with like $400 worth of meats, running out of the back of Safeway like a crackhead because he was, and just dive in the back of the car. We have a big old ghetto barbecue, kind of just like this. But that bitch only stole crab. Who's trying to feed herself?
In her purse.
This dude would run out of Safeway like fucking Santa Claus with the bag over his shoulder. We feed the whole neighborhood.
And sometimes there's shit John just won't share.
And I don't share shit. Yeah, that's a major felony right there.
These are the stories he's willing to share with you.
I was not the getaway driver. I was the getaway rider. We were just like, I was just there.
So,
drinking a bottle of Mad Dog the whole time.
In Manatee County, Florida, talk about sexually frustrated. A woman was arrested after her boyfriend called police to report she was beating him up. She punched and scratched him, and then she hit him with a wrench before police arrived. She told officers the couple were having oral sex, and she got him to completion, but he wouldn't do the same for her. And she heard him having phone sex with someone else earlier that day. Now, how bad is her vagina that he would rather get hit with a wrench than just have a trade-off?
Maybe he was training for dodgeball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. That's... wow.
Yeah, I don't even know. And I don't know.
Must have been a black dude.
Yeah, he ain't going near
the Haitian pussy.
He ain't going near it.
You know that from personal experience, Sean?
Everybody knows that. Let's
see. I think there's a picture of her, too. Yeah, there's a picture of her. Right there.
Black chick.
No, that's the crab thief.
Oh.
This one down here.
Let me see it.
The one abusing him with wrenches.
Come on. You know you're going to say it.
I'd hit it.
All right. You looked at a picture and not said that? Okay, so
I wouldn't hit that crab thief.
Okay.
That's so bad.
Bitch looks like RG3. You see it?
Not that he's an unattractive fella. But
I've never seen no cheekbones like that on bitch before.
So Florida being named the craziest state in the union. There's some fun little facts about Florida here. There are... What does it say? There's two rivers in Florida that have the same name. The Withlacoochee in north central Florida.
The Lick-the-Coochee? What?
And
obviously that last story, that guy don't live nowhere near there.
And the Withlacoochee in central Florida. These rivers are not connected. They have absolutely nothing in common except the name.
How could you have that name twice? What should we name this? How about the Withlacoochee? And then the same should happen somewhere else? That would never have... I could understand if the river was named hey, this is White River. This is White River. I could see that shit.
Yeah.
But Withlacoochee? What the fuck? Who? Really? What? When?
The Stephen Foster, who wrote Old Folks at Home, which is Florida's state song. Surprise, surprise.
Old Folks at Home?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious! I had no idea. That's their state song.
He never even saw the Suwannee River.
What's their state bird? A fucking dead one?
He never stepped foot in Florida. He wrote that song. It's Florida's state song. He's never even been there.
That is hilarious.
Just so everyone knows, flamingos get their pink color from the shrimp they eat. So if they eat more shrimp, they get more pink.
Is that for real, for real? Is that for real, for real?
Yeah.
All right, we got time for one more.
Okay, once a year, thousands of Floridians stand at the state line and toss dead fish into Alabama. It's the annual mullet toss hosted by Florabama Beach Bar in Pensacola.
That's a great one to end on. We're going to get back into the music with Fine Mist and I Could Shout right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Someone to be replaced. so I don't know that I'll be found. If you won't even know me now, oh, I hope I'll wake up. I hope I'll wake up. Oh, I hope I'll wake up from you. I hope I'll wake up. I hope I'll wake up. Oh, I hope I'll wake up from you.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Fine Mist, and I could shout. I had a serious Orange Juice Jones flashback there from like 1983.
The fuck is Orange Juice Jones?
He was, you were only singer. Two and I was only four, so we don't
know. Yeah, he was a singer back in 1983.
You were graduating college. How, what was it, Jason?
I was 11. All right. You were going to talk about something. You were going to tell a story.
Yes, a family friend. I don't know what brought this up. It was somebody...
That chick that set her boyfriend's bed on fire.
Yes, so
gateway crime.
Gateway crimes. We had a family friend over, a couple of them, and we'd been drinking all night long, and this was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and for some reason we were talking about gun control.
Gee, I not like that's a hot topic right now or anything.
Yeah, you know, it's after which, whatever. I'm not gonna.
One of us is a political show.
I was going to say, one of us will end up saying something that'll alienate the three people listening to this show, and Daryl will pull us off the air.
I want my guns, bitch. But anyway, so she was like, well, I need my guns because the first person I'm going to do is. Oh yeah, I'm not going to talk about that.
And I sit across the room like, hold on. Were you about to list your hit list?
She has a list of people she's going to off at a certain time and when. And so I was like, hey, can we be friends? Can we hang out? You want to go to dinner? I want to hang out. Can we be friends? I just want to. Can I come mow your lawn for you? Can I do this? I just want to be friends with you. I'm sorry if I ever offended you for anything ever in my
life.
All
I can think of when you guys were telling me this story was Steve Buscemi from Billy Madison.
Exactly what I was thinking of. I was just scratching the list off, and that's why I was trying to apologize for all my bad doings. I just wanted to make sure that they knew that I was grateful for their friendship and that I really wanted to be on the very bottom of that list. Whatever list she was about to rattle off, I did not want to be anywhere near the middle top-ish.
Wow.
That actually happened, Jason.
I mean, I've heard this person say some stuff throughout the years. But I can't even imagine it taking that direction.
Well, she's like, we were all sitting around in the living room, and it's a big area. So, but we were all like far away from each other, and when she started saying it, everybody's heads were like whip, and just stared at her. And she was like looking at the ground when she said it, so she wasn't like, she was like, well, I do. And then she just kind of shook her head. No, I'm not going to talk about it. And we were all just looking at her fucking bug-eyed like, really? Like, you're not going to give us, like, at least the top three. Like, let us make sure we're not on it. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm just thinking, in my top 10? Am I top 20?
Yeah, I mean, do I need to give you an extra present? We can go to Walmart right now, hook you up with some. I don't know.
So you guys had a fun driving experience on the way down here.
Oh, it was right when we got on the freeway. Yeah, it was a... This ghetto ass Blazer, just super lowered, super dropped, nasty ass exhaust pipes hanging out way too low. They weren't even tucked up, looking nice. It was the thing looked ghetto as shit, and it said for sale with like these little stick-on stickers. You know, like
Like you put on your mailbox.
Yeah, you put exactly like the ones you put on your mailbox, like the chrome ones. And it just said for sale.
That's when broke ass some bitch can't even afford a for sale sign.
Well, the really broke part is they couldn't afford their phone number either. You gotta go hunt them down.
They couldn't afford the other seven letters to put their phone number. It just said for sale. That's all it said. And this guy tries to go from the carpool lane two lanes across to the right instantly, right? Like he's fucking Jeff Gordon in a NASCAR race.
I can't believe you pulled out a NASCAR driver's name out of your house.
It's Jeff Gordon. That's the only one I know. And so,
you know, maybe, Dale Jr.
Kyle Kane. Casey Kane.
Casey Kane, local boy.
I think he's from Enumclaw or some shit. Whatever.
Yeah.
And so,
So he swerves over two lanes.
Swerves over. Runs his BMW off the road. The BMW's in the middle lane. He has to fly two lanes to his right just to avoid this guy. And then he gets back in his lane, and then the Blazer slows down to talk shit to this guy. I thought that he was going to pull.
How dare you let me run you off the road?
I thought he was going to pull up and be like, yo, my bad. Look, you know, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you. But he was there for a long time, so.
Way longer than it takes to say, my bad.
and then whatever he said, that guy in the BMW didn't fucking like it. He took off. That guy was. We couldn't.
I'm wondering if the guy pulled out a gun.
He's a quarter mile up the freeway, weaving in out of traffic, trying to lose that guy. He was.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Wow,
that's Fedway for you. Fedway, son. We run the streets. You know that guy does in his Blazer.
But there's a lot of bad drivers out there.
There are, and I was riding somewhere with my boss the other day, and he did John's biggest pet peeve. And it was funny because we're turning and he turned into the far lane rather than turning into the first lane like you're supposed to. Turns into the far lane and I just started snickering. And he looks at me and he goes, what's so funny? And I said, if my brother was here right now, he'd kick you in the fucking junk because you just did his biggest pet peeve. And my boss starts to rationalize it and says, well, it's actually safer if I turn there and pull over into the far lane.
It's safer.
Illegal lane changes are always the safest way to go.
It's safe for me to just cross multiple lanes of traffic at the same time without. That's safe.
That was his rationalization, and I don't
see what is safe. What is safe is if you take a right turn and turn into the furthest right lane, you don't cross any extra lanes, so you can take a right turn, and imagine this: someone else can take a left turn at the same time.
But if there's nobody at the light.
If there's nobody at the light.
There's a lot of ifs.
So no, if, ands, and buts, motherfucker. If this, if that, if ifs didn't count, there'd be no accidents. There's accidents because assholes like your boss pulling across multiple lanes of traffic.
I gotta say, I do it, but it's more of me just, I pull into that far lane, and it's almost like I'm doing it just because I know it irritates you, and I'm thinking somewhere John is really pissed at me right now.
See, when we were in
California, I was driving with our niece, because she just got her permit.
Yeah.
And she's telling me, she's like, I feel like I'm getting a lot of bad habits from my parents. Like, my dad doesn't use a blinker, my mom just changes lanes, and run stop signs, because I was like, you need to stop at a stop sign, because that's a big ticket.
I don't think anybody in California uses a blinker.
They're in California, and I told her, but you know what? Up in Washington, if you don't stop at a stop sign, we just call it a California stop. I said, but what you need to do is learn to drive the right way, and then you can develop your very own bad habits.
What our niece needs to do is never pay attention to the way her father drives, because he has almost killed me many, many times on the road.
He almost killed us all on a golf cart.
Oh yes, that was here.
Yeah, that was here. That was Lake Wilderness.
Back in the 80s, the late 80s, he had one of those Suzuki Samurais.
I remember when he came up with that.
So Samurai. That was a golf cart.
It was basically a golf cart
that went highway speed.
But he damn near flipped that thing with me and our cousin Rob in that. I thought we were going to die. He took a turn so freaking fast. And those things were known to flip. He took a turn so...
Yeah, it was like a really tall matchbox car, of course.
Exactly. And we got up on two wheels, and we're like all diving over to the other side to try and keep that fucking thing from flipping over. And luckily it didn't flip, but we all thought we were going to die.
I can't tell a story about that. We,
Once again, the things John
will
share...
John's trying to find a story that he can share.
The things John will share, yes. And the things that he holds for himself.
Yes. I'm going to hold that one with me. I'll leave it in my will. You can read it when I die.
That'll be John's eulogy.
Just a whole bunch of funny stories.
Just a whole bunch of awesome fucking stories you guys can
start out with
over and over again after I die.
This is the shit I was afraid to tell you guys when I was alive.
And you can actually publish it. You'll make fucking millions. All you got to do is just wait till I'm done.
I'm just going to... I'll use it on Twitter and I'll be shit my brother said.
And you'll have a billion followers.
Finally. Well, because I'll be tweeting funny stuff instead of just not tweeting.
Yeah, but we've been waiting for you to tweet some funny stuff.
I've been waiting for you to say some funny stuff.
Oh.
Ooh, burn.
You just got Jeff Rost. That show's coming back. I'm happy because I thought it was gone.
What? Jeff Ross?
The Burn.
The Burn.
Oh, is it? It actually got picked back up?
Yeah.
I've been seeing commercials for it.
That's one of those comedians that I think is really underrated and more people need to pay attention to that guy because he is freaking hilarious.
Yeah, he's coming. The Burn's coming back, which is good. It was a funny show.
He did that. He had a stand-up deal where they showed it on Comedy Central and it was the Jeff Ross roast. Where he would just go out, he went out on tour and he roasted, he would just pull people up on stage and roast random people that he didn't know. And the funniest part of that was he went to his hometown in Minneapolis and the woman he lost his virginity showed up at the show and roasted him, basically. All right, we're going to get back into the music with China Davis and Shadow Dancing right here on
the Family. That was a quick transition. Quick.
back to the family meeting. That was Chyna Davis with Shadow Dancing.
Producer. Produce.
The button,
and now
please.
It's time for what should be an intervention. John's Drink of the Week.
This is not part of the intro. I'm actually making my Drink of the Week right now. You can hear it. That's how I measure. That was a...
That was
the kersplash. That was just liquor being poured out of a. It was it's actually. It's not even a liquor bottle. It's a.
No, it's a sports bottle.
It's a water bottle.
It's an aluminum sports water drink bottle that I filled up with Crown Royal.
I've seen homeless guys use that same drinking apparatus.
But they piss in it also. They use it as an outhouse.
I'm not. I wasn't judging.
Last week I had 3 gallons of Crown Royal due to the severe discount we got at Costco. No plug there. They should. I guess that was a plug, but no plug. Forget I said Costco. Anyway, and now I have 1 gallon left, so I'm still drinking Crown Royal with cola. Actually, Jason, can you vouch? This is upscale. This is Coke. Cola.
You're going high. Going top shelf on the drink and top shelf on the mixer.
Yes,
it's Coca-Cola.
So this week I'll also be drinking the rest of that until it'll be gone.
He'll be finishing off the palate.
Yes, it'll be gone. The case of Crown Royal is no more after this week.
Doesn't that make you just a little sad that you're able to burn through a palate of Crown Royal in one just over 1 week?
Well, really, it depends on the size of the palate now, doesn't it?
That's true.
I have a big palate. Different. You get the joke.
I got it. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Want to mention this this Friday night, January 18th. It's the comedy, the rock comedy extravaganza at the Backstage Bar and Grill in Tacoma, 8 p.m. It's all ages until 11 o'clock. There's going to be 5 comedians and 2 bands playing. The premier Tool tribute band, Hooker Fist, is going to be playing. I just like saying that name. They're going
to
be playing.
He isn't going to say funny words at all until that.
Not
so
usually.
Happy.
No.
I said like, Hooker.
Hooker Fist. Which, if you're a Tool fan, that
Hooker
that
Fist.
Hooker Fist. If you're a Tool fan, that song actually, or that title actually makes sense. Because
John just rearranged all those letters and made a different word in his head.
Fist of
Hooker, what?
I knew that was the word.
John paid extra for that in Vegas one time. All right, that's Friday night, January 18th, 8 p.m. is the start time, Backstage Bar and Grill, hosted by our own Big D from the Northwest Convergence Zone. And who I guess technically would be our boss, in theory, if he actually did anything.
He ain't going to fire me for swearing.
No. He's tried. You just keep fucking showing up. All right, let me see how much time we have left. We need to start wrapping this up. Email us at thefamilymeeting@wczradio.com. You can follow me on Twitter. It's JasonCurtis925. Like us on Facebook.
Can I get a round of applause for Jason? He got it right this time. He got it right this time. It's only taken him 63 episodes, and he finally got it right.
That is
I was just waiting for. I was watching him the whole time. He was looking at me and looking at his computer, looking at me. He was like, "Am I going to do it right? Am I going to do it right?"
I don't even have it written on my computer, which is.
You shouldn't have to write.
Follow me on Twitter and like us on Facebook.
All right, you guys are assholes. Okay, it's
we're your family. Damn it.
That's how I know.
Just because computers weren't made until you were 30, doesn't mean you shouldn't have to.
That means you
conform.
Were in your mid 20s. All right, how can they follow you?
On Twitter.
Bazinga, bitch!
It's Krista Curtis 1. C-H-R-I-S-T-A Curtis 1.
John Curtis 316. Not as in the Bible as in my birthday. 316.
That is so wrong.
Bring me presents, because it's only a month away.
God obviously didn't know what was going on when he...
Presents, I want my presents, bitch!
All right, we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thanks for listening!
Presents.
Bring me presents.
Give me something you can give me. Give me.
exposed and the soul up for sale. The devil is loose, grabbing booze and derail. All I wanted was you. All that I ever wanted was to be next to you. All I got was cut loose. The devil is loose, grabs some booze and derails.